You can understand how despair overwhelmed him. And he began to weep with open and engulfing sobs. Nancy was dead. His beloved wife was dead, being only 37 years of age. Dead because he had brought her here to Burma. Could he ever go on in light of this crushing tragedy? If only he could have been with her in the hour of her death. Surely also in this hour his mind must have turned to the time that he could leave this world and join her in the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oft times the day seems long, our trials hard to bear. We're tempted to complain, to murmur and despair. But Christ will soon appear to catch his bride away. All tears forever over in God's eternal day. It will be worth it all when we see Jesus. Life's trials will seem so small when we see Christ. One glimpse of his dear face, all sorrow will erase. So bravely run your race till we see Christ. Adoniram carried on by God's infinite grace. But again, tragedy struck when little Maria did die on April 24th of 1827. She lived only 2 years and 3 months. In July of the same year, he received word his father had died the previous November. He hadn't seen his father in 14 years. It took Adoniram almost 3 years to climb from the depths of the sorrow of Nancy's death, but he carried on his work with faith in a sovereign God. In 1831, he wrote to another missionary named Sarah Boardman, whose husband, George, had died also. He said to her, "I can assure you that months and months of heart-rending anguish lie before you, whether you will it or not. But take the bitter cup with both hands and sit down to your past. You will soon learn a secret. There is sweetness at the bottom of the cup of sorrow." About 3 years later, he finished the Burmese Bible, the entire Bible in the Burmese language. He was 46 years old now. A few weeks later, he received a letter from Sarah Boardman rejoicing over the completion of his Burmese Bible. She had stayed in Burma, though her husband had died. The letter was dated February 17th of 1834, and on April 10th of that same year, Adoniram Judson and Sarah Boardman were married, and a new home was set up. On October 31st of 1835, Sarah gave birth to Abigail Ann Judson. Joy filled the home again, and Adoniram worked on a revision of his Old Testament. On April 7th of 1837, Adoniram Brown Judson was born. On July 15th of 1838, Elnathan Judson entered the world. On December 31st of 1839, little Henry Judson came. On March 8th of 1841, another child, Luther, was stillborn. And Sarah and the other children took down desperately ill. A sea voyage was absolutely necessary if they hoped to recover. Little Henry died during the trip on July 30th of 1841, but the others of the family recovered. A year later, Sarah gave birth to Henry Hall Judson on July 8th of 1842. On December 18th of 1843, Charles Judson was born. And the family was complete when Edward Judson arrived on December 27th of 1844. In 1845, Sarah became very sick once again. It was felt a trip to America might help her, as such a trip had helped Nancy at one point in her life. So Sarah and Adoniram and part of the family set sail. During the voyage at one point, Sarah appeared much better. But she soon came down, and somewhere between Burma the United States of America, Sarah died also. It was a long, sad voyage to America under such conditions. And then when they arrived in America, they received word from Burma that little Charlie had died at the age of a year and a half. Adoniram must have wondered how much more he could bear as his thoughts now turned to his unfinished dictionary. He giveth more strength when the burdens grow greater. He sendeth more grace when our labors increase. To added affliction, he addeth his mercy. To multiplied trials, his multiplied peace. His love has no limit, his grace has no measure, his power has no boundaries known unto man. For out of his infinite riches in Jesus, he giveth and giveth and giveth again. When we have exhausted our source of endurance, when our strength has failed ere our day is half done, when we reach the end of our hoarded resources, our Father's forgiving has only begun. His love has no limit, his grace has no measure, his power has no boundaries known unto man. For out of his infinite riches in Jesus, he giveth and he giveth and he giveth again. While in America those 2 years, God's grace did give to Adoniram again. Unexpectedly, he met and fell in love with Emily Shubuck. She was a writer. Adoniram was 57 years old by now. She was much younger and had never been married. They were united in marriage on June 1st of 1846. And on July 11th of the same year, they left to return to Burma. When Adoniram did arrive back in Burma, he gave himself to what he felt would have to be his last work, the completion of the dictionary. All who followed him to that mission field would need that work and would build on it. On December 24th of 1847, while he was laboring on his dictionary, Emily Francis was born. She added an unusual blessing to the family. On January 24th of 1849, the English-Burmese part of the dictionary was finished, 600 pages in size. Thus, in 37 years as a missionary, he had translated the entire Bible into the Burmese language, and he had finished the most important half of a dictionary. What a time of praise as he now set to work on the other half of the dictionary. Alleluia! 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 I will serve him, for he's my Savior. I will serve him, for he's my Savior. I will serve him, for he's my Savior. I will serve him. late September of 1849, Adoniram contracted a severe cold. The days that followed were days of deep pain and suffering. The doctor recommended a sea voyage. Emily was far advanced with her second child, and there was no possibility that she could go with him. So on Wednesday, April 3rd of 1850, he was carried on board a ship with accompanying fellow missionary and a servant. When Emily told him goodbye, he could scarcely whisper. Finally, his lips moved, but he made no sound. Several weeks later at sea, he rallied and appeared to feel much better again. But on a Tuesday afternoon, he became deathly ill. Another time. He wished he could die. Few there are who die so hard. His agony was so appalling that others could hardly watch. By Friday, it was clear his end was very near. In the middle of the afternoon, he said in Burmese, "It is done. I'm going. Take care of poor mistress." Then he fell asleep as he gently ceased to breathe. At 4:14 on Friday afternoon, April 12th of 1850, Adoniram Judson reached his final destination, heaven's shores at last. His body was buried at sea. As I've shared with you the life of Adoniram Judson, there may be a question in your mind. The cost of his missionary labors was so great. Was it worth the cost? Two wives died prematurely. Numerous children never saw teenage days or adulthood. Was it worth it? When he could have stayed in America and been a great statesman or a great pastor? If Adoniram Judson could speak to us from eternity, he would tell us it was worth the cost. If Nancy, Sarah, or Emily, his wives, or his children could speak, they would echo the same. If friends and parents and others could communicate, they would tell the story. But most of all, think of the thousands of Burmese people who came to know the Lord Jesus Christ because of the ministry of Adoniram Judson, and the multitudes of that area that yet today are still coming to know Christ. Those thousands of people who are going to be in heaven for eternity instead of hell, if they could speak to you today, they would be rejoicing that one man named Adoniram Judson took God at his word when he said to go into all the world and preach the gospel. He left father, mother, brother, sister, son, and daughter that he might be Christ's disciple. He lost his life for Christ, but he found it. He was that grain of wheat that fell into the ground and died, but sprang up and continues to spring up, bearing much fruit. As the modern song says, Adoniram Judson had what to others was an impossible dream. To literally fulfill God's command of the Great Commission to bear the gospel to all the world, even to Burma, a place where no one else had ever labored. He found the unbeatable foe when he won the battle. He bore the unbearable sorrow. He ran where the brave dared not go. He, by God's grace, overextended himself time and time again. He pressed constantly forward when his whole being was weary and filled with despair. The souls of men and the glory of God were his quest, no matter how hopeless, no matter how far. He was willing to give when there was no more to give. He was willing to die. He was a man who was covered with scars, though he was perhaps scorned by some of the world. He was a man who strove with his last ounce of strength and courage to take the gospel to all the world, his unreachable star. And if you think the cost was too much, perhaps it's more of a commentary on your lack of spiritual commitment. If you think the cost was too much, perhaps it's more of a commentary on your lack of a missionary burden. If you think the cost was too much, perhaps it's a testimony that you have not left father, mother, brother, sister, son, and daughter that you might be Christ's disciple. If you think the cost was too much, perhaps you have not lost your life to find it in Christ. If you think the cost was too much, perhaps you have not become that grain of wheat that falls into the ground and dies to bear up and spring up bearing much fruit. I challenge you tonight to take the word of the Lord Jesus Christ to go into all the world and preach the gospel seriously. We have not sacrificed yet. We have not gone as we should go. We have not sent others as we should send. We have not given as we should give. I challenge you tonight to face that unbeatable foe, an unevangelized world, and win the battle by sacrificial giving of your life and of your possessions. I'm sorry to say that some people are not willing to go, and many who stay at home are not willing to give sacrificially. It seems that once we get our money into a bank account or into some investment, not even God can touch it. We wouldn't change our minds about our investments for anything. Even if Jesus were to come to this earth and challenge us concerning the need of missions, we would be satisfied to keep our investments as they are while a world dies and goes to hell. We don't know what it is yet to give sacrificially. From time to time, my wife and I sit down and we look at the little that God has given us. We have to ask the Lord, Lord, are we using it in the place that you want it to be used? Lord, are we giving as you would have us to give? I pray that my heart would never become so cold that I would take my money and put it away and be unmoved by the power of the Holy Spirit to reach into whatever God has given me, to give it even sacrificially, even all of it, for the sake of Christ, if the power of the Holy Spirit were to direct my heart. Yes, we have not, like Adoniram Judson, overextended ourselves time and time again. We've not pressed constantly forward when our whole being was weary and filled with despair. We have not made the honor of God and the souls of men our quest, no matter how hopeless, no matter how far. We've not been willing to give when there was no more to give. We're not even willing to give when we have something to give. We're not willing to die. And the world is suffering and lost and going to hell because of it. We've not been willing to be scorned and covered with scars. We have not striven with our last ounce of strength and finances to take the gospel to that unreachable star, the whole world. I challenge you tonight to say with Adoniram Judson, as my song says, I'll tell the world that I'm a Christian. I'll tell the world by saying, Lord, here am I, send me. I'll tell the world by giving sacrificially. I'll tell the world by praying for those who have gone. I'll tell the world right where I am. Yes, Lord, here's my life. Here's my possessions. Here's my all. Lord, I report for duty. What would you have me to do for this cause of world missions? $10,000 is the goal this week. I think we ought to be able to pass it and double it as we would take this matter of missions seriously and we would reach into the abundance of what God has given and give lovingly, graciously, sacrificially tonight for the cause of Christ, to tell the world that Christ is our Lord and our Savior. I'll tell this world that I'm a Christian. I'm not ashamed His name to bear. I'll tell this world that I'm a Christian. I'll take and send His gospel everywhere. And when He comes and life is over, I know for certain there's more to be. Have never seen those wonders that He's preparing for you and me. Go tell this world that you're a Christian. Be not ashamed His name to bear. Go tell world that you're a Christian, and take the gospel everywhere. Thank you. Thank you. God bless you.